Russia and China welcome efforts by North and South Korea to resume dialogue. Russia's foreign ministry has hailed the move as a positive step. Moscow says talks between Seoul and Pyongyang will be underpinned by concrete bilateral agreements. It added that these measures are aimed at ending the crisis on the Korean Peninsula. Meanwhile, China says it supports efforts by North and South Korea to resolve their differences. Beijing has also called on the international community to help resolve the issue.
As a close neighbor of the Korean Peninsula, China welcomes and supports the North and South Korea's recent positive efforts they have taken to improve mutual ties. We hope the international community will give their support to work together to find an effective way to alleviate tensions, improve mutual trust, and resume talks.
The spokesman also says China hopes all relevant parties will seize the opportunity to return to the path of dialogue. Beijing has also called on the international community to make realistic efforts to alleviate tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Pyongyang and Seoul have agreed to hold face-to-face talks for the first time in 2 years. The meeting is expected to take place next Tuesday. The United States, however, says it will go ahead with military drills in the region after next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea. Joining us live now from Washington is Mr. Rustam Safronov, who is a political analyst, and he's joining us live now via Skype. Thanks very much for joining us, Mr. Safronov. How much hope do you have in these inter-Korean talks?
Well, obviously, it's a very positive step to defuse the tensions in Korean Peninsula, and I think all international community should welcome that that move. We can see the reason for tensions on the peninsula very much created by Washington, because even when two sides, confrontational sides, former adversaries, Southern and North Korea, trying to move ahead with negotiations in high enough level, Washington is planning conducting drills in that area, obviously, which wouldn't help to defuse the situation. Russian position is obviously all confrontation, all problematic issues should be resolved during the peaceful process of negotiations in Korean Peninsula.
You know, it's interesting, Mr. Safronov, that, you know, the South Korean president came into office wanting more dialogue with the North. Then essentially Washington seemingly took over and, you know, forced him into a more confrontational stance with the North. Do we really expect realistically that Washington will take a step back and allow this dialogue to really get anywhere?
That's very difficult to predict because if crisis would be resolved peacefully, which all progressive forces around the globe hope, in that point, anybody will benefit from that. I think as much as United States try to instigate tensions in Korean Peninsula, I hope they don't want really nuclear war in that area of the globe, which with prospective, with the prospective evolved into the global scale war. So because of that, Mr. Trump could use that letter, if situation would be diffused, as his own achievement, and to say to the world, well, you see, gentlemen, I promised to take care of the Korean issue, and I did. So now things are done. Although, obviously, since all sides now having unreconcilable differences over the nuclear status of Korean People's Democratic Republic, it's very difficult to totally defuse that situation. That's the bottom line. Post-Yalta world doesn't exist anymore, and I think all powerful countries, all superpowers, could not really accept the idea some little country would obtain nuclear weapon, and that's unfortunately the problem. So how that will be resolved, we can see only in long term, not as a result of that negotiations. These negotiations could help to diffuse tensions a little bit. In a global scale, big issue is still not resolved.
Okay, Mr. Safronov, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV.